Neighbors are defined actively, not passively. The responsibility of a good neighbor is an expression of love of God and love of others. And those who show mercy should they belong among the descendants of the kingdom. But the duty of a good neighbor goes beyond any result of reward. Samaritan could not have expected any reward or repayment for what he did for the beaten man. One who shows mercy in order to gain a reward would not truly be doing the same. Jesus' parable stops stereotypes of social limits and class separation and cancels any system of religious, what I like to say, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Neighbors do not recognize social class. Neither is mercy the manner of tricky heart, nor eternal life the reward for doing given tasks. Eternal life is that value of life made by showing mercy for those in need, in spite of their race, religion, or region, and with no thought of reward. Mercy sees only the need and responds with compassion. You see, God's desire for all of us is to have eternal life. We live on earth for a while first, but the earth is flawed, and so are we. That's why we are only here for a little while. God's desire is that as many of us get to know Him and love Him and serve Him, to put Him above all else. One of the ways we do that is by serving others. When buildings fall and tsunamis hit and the floodwaters take away life, His desire is this: those who know Him, serve. When the world is sending millions of dollars for relief, we need to send billions. When the world is sending relief to organizations and countries who are devastated, His people, us, should be there in convoys, holding, helping, giving, building, feeding, and loving. You see, we need to be the Samaritans. Don't be the priest who walks around in the chaos and think you've made it. Don't be the Levite. Give all that you have to the man in the ditch. Give all that you have to the people who need your help, so the world can see when the governments are falling because they're too thick-headed to see past their own desires. Us, Christians, rise up and show people what true hospitality is, what true happiness is. Because we don't need the money. We don't need the worldly possessions to give people in need. We have God in our hearts and our hands to show people how to be true neighbors in Christ. When people ask where God is in 9/11 and war, He is right in the middle, working through us, helping, loving, guiding, giving all that is needed. Many people that ask where God is are the people who walk past the man in need and wonder why there's so much pain in the world. We need to work together and look what a short time given on the sinful and confused planet and decide what is really important. You can make a magnificent impact. Don't be the lawyer and ask God why. Don't be the priest and the Levite and walk by. Be the Samaritan and show God's love and compassion through your actions. People all over the world get on their hands and knees and pray to God, saying, "Where were you when disaster hit?" He's asking us the same question. Amen. Please join us in our song of thanksgiving, God of the City.